Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Ron. With regard to that television show of Mrs. Dixon's.
Yes.
Let me say how I want you to handle it. First, talk to Connie.
Right.
See if she thinks, as I think she does, it is as vicious as Mrs. Dixon thought.
Right.
Then second, look at it.
Yes, I will.
And make your own determination. Third, though, the main thing is that, you know, we got to use Barbara Walters. We
right.
know that people are against us and for us.
Right.
But I want her directly to be called and say you thought it was a low shot.
Right. I know.
If you believe that.
Yes.
You know, that look, Barbara, we're trying to cooperate in the rest. Why'd you take such a cheap shot and
right.
you really cut yourself off in the White House and let her come back, okay?
Right. I have the number of wedges I can put into her. I'll take it, as I told Mrs. Nixon. I'll look at it in the morning. And
yeah, I don't know. It may not be as bad as she thinks, you know, after all. But, you know, after all, Walter shouldn't have done it.
No,
of course,
Connie was...
And the other thing is, in the future, I want you to tell Connie, and it's a strict rule, that nothing is to be done for any of these specials on television without total clearance for the White House and editorial control.
Right.
Why the hell should we? Now, if we're on a press conference or the rest, that's something else again. But let's have editorial control, because what this did was to raise hell with a lot of press people that had covered her on the trip. They said, why the Christ are you giving us to Barbara Walters who wasn't on the trip?
I don't want to be critical of Connie on this. I'm sure that she felt she had that type of arrangement. But I'll talk to Connie about it.
All right, fine.
She cooperated on this.
But you do that and give me a report about 11 o'clock tomorrow, okay?
Yes.
And give Mr. Dixon a report, will you?
Yes.
All right, darling. Fine.